Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com.
Me and Michael Perry.
And we're here, hello, we're here at The Ghost Host with Sophia Tipperelli and Weekly.
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRoffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Congratulations to the ghost host, Sophia Tipperelli, for celebrating 7 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Tipperelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Tipperelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me? By the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And yes, this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast, where 19-year-old Sophia Tipperelli broadcasts each and every week and discusses all the latest haunt topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And today is no exception. Though I want to thank Rob Zurich, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys so much for patching us through at live events and everything over the past 7 years. Congratulations, Sophia. 7 years of broadcasting on this very network, starting at 12 years old. You're doing an amazing job. Today we are joined with psychic medium, good witch, tarot reader, magic practitioner, crystal and stone energy healer, life coach, actor and producer Patty Negri, as featured on Ghost Adventures and Zach Bagans' Deadly Possessions, and many more of your favorite paranormal programming, including MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay. She's joining us again here live. Everyone visit PattyNegri.com. That's PattyNegri.com, as well as BrainBrewEntertainment.com. That's BrainBrewEntertainment.com. On Twitter and Instagram, at Patty Negri, at Patty Negri Psychic Medium, and on Facebook, Patty Negri. Upcoming, we have Heritage Hunters Society founding investigator Michael Laciano will be on the program. That's going to be next Saturday, the 15th. Also, Detroit Paranormal Expeditions founder and Parexchange broadcaster Todd Bonner will be returning to the program. That'll be on the 22nd. Also, Method in the Madness paranormal mystery author Kimberly Bruliette will be on the program October 13th. Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Show in-studio psychic FBI profiler author Jennifer Schaefer will be returning to the program, as well as award-winning filmmaker author Richard Martini. That'll be on the 20th of October. Official Brookdale Lodge Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters, Marianne Porter, and UK filmmaker Don Phillips will be on the program. That's going to be October 27th. We have some other special guests that are joining us, too. They're securing their dates as well. And so you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. So like the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on Facebook, her fan page, to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. We have a really great lineup coming up during, you know, of course, the busiest season, Halloween. LiveParanormal.com on Facebook, the group page. A lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends. And as always, support the memberships here on LiveParanormal.com. They start as low as $2.99 a month. But Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of books by some of your favorite paranormal authors, all autographed. He's great at rewarding the members here on Live Paranormal, as well as support the vendors here. So if you're getting mom a Melmeter for her birthday or anything, make sure you do it here with the vendors on Live Paranormal. Tonight on LiveParanormal.com, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, and as always, monthly Mondays right here. Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigatti, Andy and Michelle Coppock, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. And also, too, if you miss anything, need to toggle forward, get an email address, anything like that, have a favorite moment of the show, the archive shows, they're available soon after airing as free MP3 iTunes downloads on the homepage of LiveParanormal.com and History FM. And also, too, we have Peter James.
Come through. Speak to me.
Well, Peter, yeah, you know, this would be Peter's birthday month. Unfortunately, we lost Peter 11 years ago, a pioneering psychic investigator in the field that's featured on Sightings. And I was fortunate enough to co-author his book. And, Peter, thank you for taking
John,
the call, sir. If anybody,
talk to me, John.
Well, yes, Peter, thank you. If anybody could come back, and everybody loves hearing your voice, it's, you know, I got a million pages open. Thank you.
I'm here to help you.
Well, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Let's bring on the host.
Come through. Speak to me.
Thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Sophia, you there?
Hello.
Well, Sophia, congratulations. 7 years of broadcasting. You're doing an amazing job, Sophia.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 7 years.
I know. It seems like just yesterday we were sitting there and you were starting your first broadcast. You had Alexandra Halzer on, then you had the Booth Brothers on right after that, and just everybody started booking themselves. It was really helped people. You're doing an amazing job with your broadcast.
Thank you. It's definitely a lot of fun to do, and I can't wait to see what happens in the future.
Yeah, well, you got a million things. You got the Facebook, you got the Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. Where can people find you?
So I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L. Because my name's just too long, honestly.
Well, yeah, your name's too long, so you had to drop an L. So Sophia Temporelli with last name with only one L. So tell us about our guest today, Sophia.
Today we are joined with psychic medium, good witch, tarot reader, magic practitioner, crystal and stone energy healer, life coach, actor and producer Patty Negri, as featured on Ghost Adventures and Zach Bagans' Deadly Possessions, and many more of your favorite paranormal programming. Everyone visit PattyNegri.com, BrainBrewEntertainment.com, Twitter, Instagram, at Patty Negri, at Patty Negri Psychic Medium, Facebook, Patty Negri. Let's welcome her into the show.
All right, Peter, do we have Patty?
Talk to me.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. Patty, hey, thanks for coming back.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. I love being on with you guys. Thank you for having me a second time. I must not have killed anybody the first time. That's good.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on again. It's always great talking to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I can't believe you're so young and you've been on 7 years. That's what's crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're gonna get a Guinness Book of World Records one of these days, just because you started the youngest of anybody, and if you go longest, this could be really cool. Think about it. Think about your future.
Ooh.
I try. Yeah. I'm not a very
world's longest radio host. You know, if and everything else that you do, pretty cool.
Ah.
Thank you. So to start off, tell us about your upcoming Embrace Your Spirit Conference 2018 in Lewisville, Texas, and what can our audience expect from the September 28th to the 30th event?
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. That is a wonderful event. I've been doing it, oh my gosh, 5 or 6 years now. It's, if you don't know where Lewisville is, because you wouldn't, it's Dallas, basically. It's the suburbs of Dallas. So you fly into Dallas,
right,
which is a hub city, easy to get to. And it's 3 days, actually 3 days and an evening of workshops. We do, I do start out a seance Friday night, all sorts of amazing workshops. It's not just me. It's me and we have Shauna Grace. We have Sheena Metal. We have Merle Singer, John Kepper. I want to keep saying your name, but and John and Joy Koff. And it's just workshop after workshop after workshop, and then we'll do a panel, and then we'll do a seance, and then we'll do a gallery read, ending in Sunday a gallery and dinner where everybody meets with us. It's real intimate and nice. Mm-hmm. In this coolest restaurant that was crazily haunted. It's a little bungalow house there in Texas where the doctor who used to treat Bonnie and Clyde lived. And Bonnie and Clyde would, quote unquote, kidnap him to fix him up when they were shot and wounded and then put him back. You know, I'm sure they were just paying him, so he had to stay kidnapped so he wasn't, you know, converting with hooligans. But it's this beautifully haunted restaurant, so we all have dinner together in this little Bonnie and Clyde house, and then we do a gallery read and talk to all the dead spirits there. And so that's the topper on Sunday, and it's amazingly fun, and it's literally, it's only $250 for the weekend, something that would cost you, you know, should cost three times that. And you get a swag bag that's worth that anyway, so it's like a really great deal. If anybody gets to the Texas area, wanna get to the Texas area or there, come join us, because it's really intimate, one-on-one, just... It's called Embrace Your Spirit, and it's like for developing your gifts or any gifts. And what this one is, because the times are crazy, we all know this. This whole theme of this whole weekend is you can thrive in these times. So it's going to be uplifting, and it's going to be like, how do we get through the craziness that's going on as the veil lifts, as, you know, what's seemingly the world going crazy and more paranormal stuff, more insane earthly stuff. It's how to deal with it and make it work for you instead of against.
Right.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like a great event. I mean, two of my favorite things, food and the paranormal.
Exactly. Food, paranormal. Yeah, those are two of my favorite things, too. It's funny how it works.
Yeah, so true. So I know that, you know, there's so many different psychics within the field. Are there any that you look up to with their approach to the paranormal and just the way that they go on investigations?
Let me see. Yeah, and it's a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure there's, I really do, and again, they are gifted. They don't call themselves psychics or anything, but you know Zach is totally gifted.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as people who claim this, Chip Coffee is brilliant. I love how he works. And a lot of people that you aren't going to recognize their name, but people that I work with who come with such integrity, they come with a healthy dose of skepticism that, you know, every pin that drops is not a ghost. No, it isn't. If you can recognize the difference in the pin that drops and a real spirit, the real spirits are that much more important than everything you got. And people who can use their gifts that way, again, some of the people I'm going to Texas with, like Shauna Grace is one of those. And she's local here in Los Angeles. You may not know her name yet, but you probably will.
Definitely. You know, there's so many great approaches within the field. Zach is, you know, I've investigated with him, and he does amazing work. So it's always great to see, you know, the way he works on the show and off of the show in person.
Yeah, the thing is, amazing is the off of the show. Because, you know, they have a certain style, that's television, that they have to do for the show. But, like, say when we were doing the Black Dahlia mystery, you know, what you saw was all the crazy Black Dahlia stuff, the seance there. But in reality, we also crossed over one of the girl spirits that was stuck there. We did all sorts of amazing stuff that maybe doesn't fit with the style of the show, but he's up and part of. After the Reseda House of Evil, I went back and cleared that house to help the guys who were there. and you know, Zach's supportive and part of all that. And again, they just don't get to show that much of it on TV because you only got an hour.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
And in regards to your ability, do you have an angel or a spirit guide that helps, you know, give you information?
I work more elementally. I do have a lot of very ethereal angelic. I don't work with a certain, it takes form, because I've just been doing this since I was like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. I've got more of an entourage. So it's not like, oh, Archangel Michael is over here. I don't even work within that cosmology. I do have kind of a couple specific guides that have always been with me. They didn't even have names until not too recently. It's just like, okay, this is my knowledge. I do work with a lot of dragon energy, the dragon spirit energy. And again, I work elementally. I will work with the nature spirits themselves, the power of the wind, mm-hmm. the power of the water, the emotions, the power of Earth, Mother Earth herself. And that's what keeps me really safe. I'm not afraid to go. I mean, I get scared like everybody else, but I just know I can handle anything with the power of all Mother Nature around me.
Yeah. And that brings me to my next question. What advice would you give to paranormal investigators out there who want to protect themselves before going on an investigation?
Okay, number one, what I think is know your belief system, because there's a lot of great belief system. You could have your regular wear a cross, wear a crucifix, like Zach, if you're a Christian, if you're a Jewish, wear your Star of David, Buddha. You're going to have, know your belief system, because working with somebody's God, else's God, isn't going to help you as much as working with one you believe in. It will help you, because I believe it's all positive energy out there, but know what works for mm-hmm. you. It's almost like your roadmap. It's your template how to work in. If you work with angels, work with angels. Call in the angels. If you work with fairy magic, call in the fairies. You work with dragons, you work, if you have your specific guides. So number one is know your belief system and know who you're going to call when you get in trouble. Just like that, who you're going to call, Ghostbusters. Like, this goes in. I'm going back to Jesus. Okay, Jesus, you know, whatever that is for you, know that. And I think the number two most important thing is know that this really is our realm of existence. They have to play by our rules. They only have power over us when we give it to them. And people don't know that, so they give their power away out of just naivete, not knowing better. But, you know, you don't want to get really angry. I mean, unless you're trying to do that on purpose, you know, rile them up. But anger will feed a negative spirit. Fear will feed a negative spirit. But if you go in like a disciplinarian parent, nope, I'm going to keep you in line right here. Yes, I want to see you. Yes, I want to communicate. But no, you're not coming home with me. No, you're not getting in my car. So again, that guidelines of knowing in the name of whatever you believe in, again, in the name of Christ, in the name of your cat, in the name of your Louis Vuitton shoes, this is mine. You cannot cross this line. It really completely works. And the other thing, I
direct
do work with
firm.
A lot of tools. I believe in tools. I work with a lot of symbols, mm-hmm. sigils, and symbolism. My favorite being Norwegian Helm of Awe. It's an eight-sided cross with a little, like, trident Neptune thing on the end, and it just takes in energy and breaks it up like an atomic bomb, and just no negative stuff can get through it. I work with a lot of oils. I make a lot of protective oils that both open the site and protect. I always put it on the back of my neck. You know, right where your head and neck come together, that little hole there, that's a huge portal. That's where you put your protective oils. That's actually why when you pray, you bow your head, you open that little hole. Put your protection oil right there, as well as the soles of your feet and soles of your hand. You know, and if it's a cross, that'll do it for you. Carry a cross. I like Billy on Ghost Adventures like Palo Santo would. I think sage is a little too harsh mm-hmm. and creates a vacuum, but Palo Santo gets rid of the bad and not the good. I use a lot of cascarilla powder, which is just ground up eggshells. I won't use anything toxic. It makes it like a talcum powder. You can buy it. It's inexpensive. Put a line of it that nothing is going to cross over. So when I step into an investigation, I step in wholeheartedly, like, open it up, here we are. But then when I shut it down, I shut it down. And that makes both stronger.
definitely such great advice. And I know you were talking about getting rid of the bad spirits and not the good ones. And you have a spirit in your home, actually. Adrian, can you tell us a little bit about the ghost within your home?
I do. I have this beautiful French spirit. Her name is Adrian Breen. She kind of came with the house. She bought the house in the it's a little 1920s bungalow in the Hollywood Hills. She bought it in the 1960s and she died in 98. I moved in 2001 and she came with the house. She's funny. The house also had a bunch of her artwork in it, her pottery. She was an artist. She was a painter. She did macrame. So it's kind of like a little shrine to her, parts of it. She's funny. She takes pictures out of frames. My husband's a drummer and a drum collector. So way on a high shelf that you couldn't reach, you know, you need a ladder to reach, she plays the drums. I'll be doing a reading with someone at my dining room table or doing a seance. And instead of old school table tapping or boom, the drum, boom, boom. It's like, okay, we get a drum roll. We get a rib shot. She plays the drums, and she's so protective and great. Anything negative. She had to work it because I have another spirit there now, too. I have a haunted doll named Belle. And she was sent to me, I guess, about a year ago by another Ghost Adventures fan, a girl in Belgium named Chelsea Elizabeth, who it's a 102-year-old German porcelain doll. Porcelain, beautiful, but she got her wherever you get, you know, antique dolls. But boy, it made her hair fall out. It made her sick. It made her little 3-year-old girl sick. And she just could not handle the doll. And I think she probably saw Peggy the doll with me doing a seance and said, oh, you can handle dolls, and found out I am a doll collector and know how to handle haunted things. So she sent me Belle. There was a really dark spirit. I got that out immediately out of Belle. But then now there's a mischievous, beautiful little 8-year-old girl. So I have a little 8-year-old girl European spirit, which it took Adrian and Belle had to take a moment to get to know each other. Belle's a little, youthful, defiant, mischievous. If she doesn't get enough attention, she will drain your energy. I used to keep a little Dixie cup of rue in her hand. Rue is an herb I work with for protection as well, so she didn't drain people's energy. But she's adorable. So now I have an older lady, French lady, and this little doll, all living in my little household with me, my husband, my dog, and my two cats.
Definitely a very full house.
Yeah.
And, you know, for you to be able to see all these things and experience it is really amazing. But what were your earliest accounts, and when did you start realizing that you had an ability?
As long as I can remember, I literally remember being a toddler and knowing that the imaginary friends little kids have were not all imaginary. They were real beings and spirits I could talk to. The guy in the closet really was, there was a guy in the closet. The guy under the bed was a guy under the bed, or little playmates. They weren't always dark or scary by any means, more friendly than not. I did always sleep and still do. It's so funny. People to me who have the gift really early are, if you ask them, they're stomach sleepers and they hold their hands up, which isn't good because you're sleeping on your face, and once you get older than 19, you shouldn't sleep on your face because it makes wrinkles, but I still do. That's left over from that. But most of the experiences were really good. Usually kids have it, and I think lots of kids have it, but it gets taught out of them. Oh, that's your imagination. It just never did. That's when I did my first seance. I was 7 or 8 in my little suburban Lakewood by Long Beach home. I went in my hall with my best girlfriend, Sherry Jones, and closed all the doors. There were no windows. There were no lights. Came up with my first chant. It's just in my blood, with what to say, what to do. Didn't even really know what a seance was, but I was intrigued. Wanted to call in the other side. Realized I didn't know dead people. I was 7 or 8. So Marilyn Monroe and John Kennedy, they're dead. This was the late 60s. That's who was recently dead. So all of a sudden, my little windowless, lightless hall filled with orbs and splashing back and forth and around the room. It was like a disco. It was wild. Sherry and I jumped up, ran out screaming, of course, but inside I was like, yes, 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 this is real, and this is controllable, and this is something I can open and close. So that thus began my years of being a seeker, where I studied religion, philosophy, metaphysics, occult science, every kind of, and taking it all down, because I realized what I kind of see is energy. I see energy, whether it's in the shape of a spirit or the cords between each of us or magic being formed or portals being formed. Everything is energy. We know that. I mean, nothing's solid. We know that. That's seventh grade science. You know, the chair we're sitting on isn't solid. It's moving atoms. Energy is just the same and just as tangible. So I take everything to that point, and it makes sense. And it's really easy to work with people in all belief systems, from the most skeptic of skeptics to the most religious of people to the most new age of people to the most pagan of people. Take it down to the base common denominator, which is energy, and basic spiritual truths within that, basic scientific truths within that.
Were there any other members of your family that also possessed the ability or gift?
Yeah, I think I get it from both sides. Not that it was ever developed in either side, but one reason it wasn't taught out of me is my mom, who's got more of that English, Irish, European, she's like, oh, yeah, Grandma always knew when somebody was going to die. Her mother appeared at the end of the bed. Oh, yeah, it's just this clairvoyance, what they called the time, was just ran in the family. People just know things. And on my dad's side of the family, he was Turkish, Sephardic Turkish, so he's got kind of this Spanish, Jewish, gypsy blood within him, and I think the two bloods combined, and it's just like, I'm hopeless. But because it is such a strong gift, I really early learned to shut it down when I want to. I don't want to go to the grocery store and be like Long Island Medium, your mother wants to talk to you. Number one, I don't think that's ethical. If somebody doesn't ask, you shouldn't tell them. So, and again, with her, it's different. It's a TV show. I think she's great. People do know she's there, even if it doesn't look like, because you've done TV, there's a whole crew there. Nobody's surprised that's so Teresa Cabuto and there's a crew. So that's not a diss on her by any means. I think she's done a lot for the craft of or gift of whatever this is. But I do know how to shut it down. I learned in the 80s going, I just can't be like this. So when I'm shut down, I'm shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, there's waivers and everything, too, you have to sign. So they definitely know beforehand.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So again, that's what I call a hedge witch when I go into to do an investigation or to do a seance or to do a mediumship or to do a ritual of any kind. I literally cross the broom, what we cross, and I go into where anything is possible. You know, logic doesn't have to matter. Gravity doesn't have to matter. And when you take that attitude, it calls it in. All that much more stuff happens. And then you cross back over the room. You cross that threshold and you shut it all down.
Definitely such an amazing background with both sides of your family. I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And yes, today our guest is Patty Negri returning to the program. And so everybody visit pattynegri.com. That's pattynegri.com. Also brainbrewentertainment.com. That's brainbrewentertainment.com. Also Twitter and Instagram at Patty Negri. Also at Patty Negri Psychic Medium. Also to Facebook, Patty Negri. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We have callers calling in. Feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606 as well. Feel free to jump into liveparanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, and you're part of the LP family. Your calls, Patty Negri, right when we get back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe. Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience?
Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporilli, on LiveParanormal.com. This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporilli, weekly 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on LiveParanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporilli.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporilli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporilli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And yes, today we have Patty Negri, so visit pattynegri.com. Also to brainbrewentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram, Patty Negri, at Patty Negri Psychic Medium, and on Facebook, Patty Negri. And I'm going to bring everybody back into the chat room here. I got a million pages open. Let me see if we get everybody unmuted here and back into the show. And here we go. Finally, it's unmuting. There we go. We have you back in, Patty. I wanted to quickly ask you and make sure I get this in there. Tell us about your husband Kerry's ownership role with the 18th annual Hollywood Drum Show. That's going to be October 13th out here in Los Angeles. How did he initially begin to perform with the Hollywood Rhythm Kings, and how did it all come about?
Oh, well, he's been a drummer since he was a kid. He's been drumming since he was 15 or 16. You know, what kids do, start with a little garage band. Been a professional drummer always. I think he started the Hollywood Rhythm Kings 10 or 15 years ago. My production company, Brain Brew Entertainment, I do a lot of musical shows, corporate shows, like for IBM or Mattel, where we're doing song and dance extravaganzas. So we needed, you know, big bands, little bands, but good bands that could do everything from show tunes to rock and roll to classical to everything in between. And from that, a little trio decided, who were really loved, could play everything but loved jazz, they started the Hollywood Rhythm Kings, and thus that began. But literally 21 years ago, when we first met, we were first dating, and I went with our first little, like, road trip together. We went to San Francisco to do a drum show. A drum show is like a convention meets swap meets music festival, like, you know, like Comic-Con or Paracon or whatever it is, but it's for drums. Mm-hmm. So we went to this little one in San Francisco 21 years ago when we first met, and it was horrible. It was like a bad, you know, Holiday Inn by the airport, and there was like three vendors and two attendees. We're like, oh, wow, we could do this so much better with my producing ability, his showmanship and his ability at who we knew. So that very first year, again, 21 years ago, we first met, we started the very first annual Hollywood Drum Show at Raleigh Studios. Wow. We did it very Hollywood style. We had the Klieg lights. We had the beautiful girls and costumes and feathers. And the best drummers in the world are all here in L.A., the session guys. So everybody comes. So now this literally, I think, is our 21st year. It'll be October 13th at Glendale Civic Auditorium. If you're a drummer or you like drummers or you're a woman wanting to meet somebody, because picture 1,000 men and 3 women. Though there are some fabulous women drummers, but we have shows on the main stage all day going long, whether clinics, teaching people. We have Dave Weckl. We have Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction. We have just amazing shows throughout the day, plus the best drum makers in the world, the best cymbal makers, from the big companies like DW and Ludwig to Danette from Canada. People come from all over the world, best engravers. So, again, you got to like drums. But if you like drums or you like music or you like a room full of men, come on down.
Yeah, I put HollywoodDrumShow.com. That's HollywoodDrumShow.com. I'm pasting all the links in the chat room, too.
Thanks. Yeah, it's really fun. It's like a big old party.
Well, definitely, it sounds like such an amazing event, so everyone make sure to check it out. And Patty, can you tell us about the Haunted Mary Astor House near you and the extreme activity within the location?
Oh, yeah. That's my one place where I must say I've experienced spontaneous combustion, somebody bursting into flames. It looks crazy haunted. It looks like a haunted house. It's right in my neighborhood, the Hollywood Hills, which is like the oldest neighborhood from the 20s where they were first doing the little movie enclaves. It built for Mary Astor, who was a silent film star and quite a party girl, built for parties. And then in that house, the Rolling Stones have lived, Graham Parsons, the Mamas and the Papas, the person who invented the real-life sex doll, and most recently Marilyn Manson, who lived and recorded there. And the house got too scary for Marilyn. Mm-hmm. He moved out. But I was doing a part of it. I was doing a seance at a documentary. Everything that could go crazy went crazy. The frogs would get loud and get quiet and get quiet and get quiet. It was my seance table full of young people. So I'm like, believe, don't believe, be skeptic, try to be open. But whatever you believe, you have to be respectful because this is real. This one kid, maybe because he was on TV, we actually did have four cameras there catching this, got a little disrespectful. We're getting this heavy-duty information. I was using a Ouija, a spirit board. First, things were kind of cool, like the French doors flying open. It looked like special effects, but no special effects. I wouldn't allow anything fake ever. French doors keep, like, commenting on something, opening, and then the speakers on the floor came on, like the record player, like white noise. And we looked later, they weren't plugged in. But he kept kind of building this, and it was getting crazier and crazier. There were three ghosts there. One of them was really cranky. All of a sudden, he said something really rude and stupid while we were getting this heavy information. And the cameraman pointing at him literally burst into flames, like up his back, like angel wings of fire in a V, up his back, just burst into flames.
Whoa.
So all of a sudden, yeah, crazy. So all of a sudden, cool, you know, psychic medium, witch Patty turns into medic Patty, which I am. I'm an EMT. Drop and roll. And drop. It dripped down the floor. His shirt burnt off him like it was synthetic, like a polyester would burn, but it was a heavy cotton. It should not have went poof, disappear like that. But I move. We are shutting it down. I'm calling in how I was talking the elementals and the guardians and how I work with. So everybody's screaming. Two of the cameras actually caught it, and two of the cameras like hit the ceiling or hit the floor. I guess you test the metal of a cameraman by, you know, the room bursting in flames in front of you. Do you follow it or do you not? But he got kind of, he's like, no, don't shut it down. The guy who caught on fire was kind of intrigued by all this. He said, I have a sweater. He took off the burnt shirt. I actually pleaded and talked to the spirit going, we're not going to get rid of you. We're not going to do anything. Please. So we did it very carefully. I called in more guardians. The kid got amazingly well behaved. So well behaved. So we could finish the seance. We got some great information. We did not. Now, I always shut down, always. The guys who live there were their young filmmakers, young creative types. They didn't want it shut down. I'm like, really? Really? So, like, when we left, all of a sudden, a glass flew out of, from like 8 feet close to anywhere, out of the cupboard, slattered on the floor. I'm like, really? You don't want me to shut this down? Well, you guys live here. This is against every better judgment I have. Your house, your rules. But that spirit tried to push my cameraman off the cliff too in his car. It was like scary. I made him a mojo bag as well. But the cool thing about it was is that he was inspired by it versus frightened by it. He actually ended up writing a screenplay with Stephen Norrington, the guy from League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and the Blade series. It's kind of about this TV psychic who works, you know, works every show and doing yet another reality show, and then a portal opens. Then it becomes a regular horror film. But I sat down with him. It hasn't been done yet. But I sat down with him. I go, nope, can't say that on camera. You don't want to be a cursed film. That's what happens, like Exorcist and films that have gotten cursed. You say real things and you open portals. Let's just change the wording on this. People won't know, and you don't want them to know. So I sat for 5 hours, like script doctoring it so that nothing would happen within it, if it does get made. But the cool thing that happened is that he showed me like 3 weeks later, and where the blistering was on his back, where the flame had really got him, he showed it to me, and it literally looked like he had got a tattoo of a dragon. It had the open mouth, the teeth, the winged kind of ears, the back into the shape of a serpent. It almost looks like he got a tramp stamp of a dragon on the small of his back. I work dragon energy. That's what came in to protect him. It's like, yeah, it was so cool. I think that's the cover of his little script thing, is that what the burns that turn into the shape of a dragon. Because it's powerful energy out there. We know it's real, so it's how it's directed and how it's formed. But that was pretty amazing. I've experienced a lot of things. Like you, I've done many ghost adventures, and you go to the scariest places, and I've been thrown into walls. I've seen stuff that's absolutely not explainable. But this was my only spontaneous combustion. It was wild.
Definitely such a crazy experience to have happen.
Yeah.
And I know recently you were talking about Belle the Haunted Doll, but you recently worked with Sirius radio host Sheena O'Neill regarding WeAreLivingWithTheDead.com. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened with that?
Yes, that's when my little Belle, my Belle came into my life, my doll that I'm talking about. The first time I had, it was my birthday last year, so I guess we're pushing up, getting close to a year. She has such a life force. When Sheena came into my party, my birthday party, Friday the 13th, October 13th birthday party, and it was late at night, it was like midnight when Sheena got there, and she literally thought I had a baby. Like, who would be so horrible to bring a baby to a party at this time of night? It was so real. But then she just got attracted to her. Sheena fell in love with Belle, and Belle fell in love with Sheena. They even look alike. If you look at pictures of us of our Facebook lives, as far as a human and a 100-year-old doll can look alike, they do. They have the exact hair, exact eye color, exact skin color, exact face shape. It's wild, and they just fell in love. So we decided to start doing things, because we want people to know, you know, as is media, bad haunted things get all the press, just like, you know, bad things get pressed over good things. We want to let people know that there's really good haunted objects out there. And so we're going to do something called the Antiques Ghost Show, where people can bring their own haunted objects, and we could tell them what's in it and what's that, and we'll have Belle right there doing a live thing. We do regular, We Are Living With the Dead. We have the .com. We have it. We have our Facebook Lives up on video, on YouTube, because otherwise Facebook loses them. But yeah, so we want to bring in the positive side of haunted objects, because for every dark one, there's a light one too, and things have spirits, and it's okay, and it's amazing how many people say, yeah, I do. I have this little thing. It's the teddy bear from when I was a kid, because teddy bears are really magical and really protective. And, yeah, there really is a spirit in there. Whether you created it as a fetish or a golem, or it's a spirit that stepped in, there's a lot of good magic and good ghosts out there, too. So that's our message to the world. So
definitely. with every bad experience in the world, there is a good one. But on the darker side of things, I know on Zach Bagans' Deadly Possession, you did work with Peggy the Doll. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and kind of a backstory of Peggy?
Yeah. Peggy was a doll owned by Jane Harris in England, and she put a video, and it was haunted. Anybody who even watched the video got physically sick. Two people had documented heart attacks. So, you know, that, of course, intrigues Zach. Who owns the doll now? I bought her from Jane. But so he flew me in and flew in Jane and flew in another girl who had actually was given the heart attack, one of the two people given a heart attack. And I did a seance with Peggy, and it was pretty wild. Because number one, the doll sort of looks like Doris Day. It doesn't look like a scary haunted doll. It just makes you sick or have a heart attack. But, you know, holding the little plastic hand on one side and Zach on the other, it was wild. But she is powerful. The second I flew in, it started happening. Before I even got to the Haunted Museum, this was the first thing ever at the Haunted Museum, actually, well before it was open. But they put you up in a very nice hotel. So I'm in the very new, nothing could be really haunted. I'm sitting there in my beautiful, fancy little suite. My phone blows up because, you know, electronics and goes. My phone wouldn't work. And I'm freaking out because that's how they're supposed to get a hold of me for call time. So then I go to my tablet. My tablet starts breaking. Then my TV is turning itself on and off. Even my shower turned itself on and off. I've spent my one evening, I was going to be free in Vegas because I had a late call that day. I spent 4 hours on the phone with Verizon. They were so blown away by what my phone was doing that was inexplainable. They overnighted me another phone. And Verizon doesn't do things like that on and off. It's like,
phone.
So but this is before I even got to the Haunted Museum that next day. So she is powerful. That's a place where Zach got, you know, attacked by flies around his head. It was just palpable, but the darkness in that doll. Now she's at his museum. Anybody goes to Zach's museum? And as of the last few months, he actually put a spirit box, a ghost box in with her, so you can talk to Peggy. She recognized me immediately. It was kind of a love-hate thing, but whoa! But she's there. I actually just had to take Zach something else. I'm a doll collector for one, but this was one of my clients had given me, it kind of looks very voodoo, kind of scary guy on a cross, but not a cross, but nails in it. And I had it for a couple of years, and it was in my office, and I was like, I know how to protection, I know how to do it. Protected by my Barbie dolls, too. I have very protective Barbie dolls. But all of a sudden, I realized I wasn't hanging around my office very much. I'd pick up my computer and take it upstairs. And I love my office. Looked around. It's like, oh, it's that thing. That thing's getting too strong. So I called him, Zach. I go, do you want this? And he looked at it. He goes, oh, that's a nail fetish hate god. Those are evil. I'm like, yeah, do you want this? So I went to Vegas. And now it's at the Haunted Museum, too. And one of the tour guides said from the time it got there, it started acting up in the museum. So it's in a case right near where Bloody Mary gave him, too, another voodoo thing. So go see my evil nail fetish hate god. Because, again, there's beautiful things like my doll Belle, and there's not so beautiful things like that and Peggy.
Definitely. You know, Zach has a lot of very interesting things in his museum. So it will be interesting to see what the museum will be like, you know, in 2 years from now, how much more stuff he'll be getting.
Exactly. Yeah, because I think he keeps getting stuff, and it's just, and you don't even, I mean, there's so much, it would probably, you know, 15 trips in, you would see something different every time and feel something different every time.
You know? Yeah, definitely. I know that so many people there have different experiences. Have you ever investigated the Haunted Museum?
Well, I've been there, again, I did the Peggy thing, and then I did last year's Halloween special there. Which they play in the lobby now. So it's like, wow, I'm part of a museum. They play it continually. But, yeah, basically I was locked in a little gypsy cabin and in the pitch dark by myself for an hour as I told what was going on. I didn't know who else was there. He's really ethical like that. You are, as you probably know, you are hidden in a room or a car, so you don't know where you are. You don't know what you're doing or whatever, so at least that's how it works with me because he wants my psychic skills. So so I was telling him what I was sensing going on, which I didn't know until I saw it on TV, was Bloody Mary doing a ritual, one thing, Father Sebastian, the vampire, doing a mirror ritual, you know, and then a dark witch, a Lady Snake, doing a thing around Ed Gein's cauldron. So I was kind of explaining everything, and then he had me go in to see Lady Snake, and that was kind of a crazy standoff. I must say, it was good witch, bad witch. It was like, oh, I had no idea. She was going to hit me. I had no idea that was Ed Gein's cauldron, you know, the serial killer who used to cook people in it.
Yeah.
That, you know, that it was Ed Gein, until I saw it on TV. He will never tell me. It's like, that was Ed Gein's cauldron. Ew, and that was his shovel she was going to hit me with, that he had to get in between us so she didn't hit me? So, yes, I have investigated at the Haunted Museum. and hopefully more to come.
Definitely would be very interesting to not know what is around you and find out later on.
That's some pretty interesting
and gross stuff.
Yeah, that's how it always goes. When I was doing, the Reseda house I knew, I brought him in there. The alley I knew because I brought him in there. But like when he had me show up, I had no idea. He just gives you an address and show up and like, okay, would you go walk through the house? And I'm all of a sudden getting choked and find myself falling on. Somebody had been strangled in a plastic bag and shot there. So it's always an adventure with Zach. He's just like, won't tell you anything. And again, then they really won't tell you at all. You get done shooting, and then you have to wait however many months until it's on TV to see what the heck happened.
Definitely. And, you know, for our audience, I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but what advice would you give to people wanting to develop their own psychic ability?
Number one, the openness and the desire is number one. Number two is go slow because there's lots of ways to do it. I have a lot of free things on my website. If you go to my old Witch's Brew newsletters under TV media, things like Dream School, putting a glass of water by the side of your bed at night. What that does is give the universe permission to like download you. You could talk to your guide. You could talk to while you're asleep and that chatty, judgmental left brain of yours isn't in the way. Sit and meditate. That's a candle. Make the candle dance. Practice with things, whether you want some kind of a divination method, whether you want to work with a pendulum, tarot cards, dowsing, a million things, throwing bones, or nothing, just to develop your gift. It's okay to use tools and develop, but I think, again, desire and then practice, just like a meditation is a practice, just like ghost hunting and paranormal investigation is a practice. You get better with it, because I do believe we all have it, different degrees of it, like anybody can take piano lessons. Some people get great at it, some people less great, but everyone can learn.
Definitely.
So, again, openness, go on investigations, get yourself in a paranormal group or get yourself in a little spiritual development group. You know, and almost anywhere you live, there's metaphysical shops now, spiritual shops, you know, and test out a bunch of things. Don't get stuck by just one teacher or one method or even one philosophy or belief system. If you have at least two or three to compare from, you will see what feels more right to you than just this is somebody else's fact. Because anybody says, this is the way, I would run away because there's a million ways. You know, you don't want to get too stuck into one specific belief system.
Yeah, I know there's just a few minutes left. Is there anything over the course of the show, have you felt anything about Sophia?
The
impressions or direction or anything?
Well, I think what I feel like is she is at a crossroads, really ready to come into her own. As she comes into, I mean, I know she's an adult already, she's 19, but as she really comes into her adulthood, I think but it feels like she's really going to expand. She's going to stay in the public eye. I think that's good for her. She likes it. She's good there. She's going to have a voice for people, a voice that people will listen to. She has interesting perception. And again, the more and more independent as she goes, and she's so lucky to have you, I must say, to have such a supportive father there. You're lucky, Sophia, to have that and somebody who supports you and is there for you. And then as you step into your own, I think you're going to expand. You're going to do a lot of other things as well. But again, you could really be a leader if you so choose.
Well,
and you have some nice
spirits.
And you do have some nice spirits around you. Very protective spirits around you.
That's always good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure I have one specifically, our friend that passed away. I'm sure you knew her, Debbie from Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's still around too. But thank you so much for coming on today. I know we're coming towards the end, but are there any websites, upcoming interviews that you would like to mention?
Just follow me on Facebook, like me on Facebook, sign up for my newsletter at pattynegri.com. I only send things once a month, and there's always great information, and I don't even sell anything. Because when things come up, they come up. I have several really cool things that I can't talk about yet. Things that I can't talk about yet, because it's a surprise. It's that season. It's a surprise, but I'm getting into heavy-duty seance season. And again, some really great TV stuff that I'm sworn to silence.
Right.
So
well,
also
too, it's miraclesofjoy.org. That's miraclesofjoy.org, and that's going to be September 28th through 30th, the event, and that's going to be Louisville, Texas, as Patty mentioned, and that's Embrace Your Spirit Conference 2018. And Patty, thanks so much.
Thank you so much,
thank you
both
so much.
Of you. All right.
It's been great talking to you again, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
You got it. Anytime you want, and keep up the great work
Patty,
that both of you are doing.
Thank
oh,
you
thanks,
so much.
Patty. Likewise, and we'll send you a link to the archive show as well. Anything you have to promote, announce, anything, just let us know, and the show's always open to you.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right,
thanks,
Patty.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Patty Negri. I'll remind everybody, pattynegri.com. That's pattynegri.com. Brainbrewentertainment.com. That's brainbrewentertainment.com. And again, the newsletter is a fantastic newsletter that Patty offers too. So that's available through pattynegri.com. Twitter and Instagram, Patty at Patty Negri, at Patty Negri Psychic Medium, Facebook, Patty Negri. And fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Patty is such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening today. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
Yeah, and also, too, I want to remind everybody, next Saturday we have joining us the Heritage Hunters Society founding investigator Michael Laciana. That's the 15th, again next Saturday. Detroit Paranormal Expeditions founder and para exchange broadcaster Todd Bonner is returning to the program on the 22nd. Method in the Madness paranormal mystery author Kimberly Brulette. She'll be on the program October 13th. Dr. Phil and Ricky Lake Show in-studio psychic FBI profiler author Jennifer Schaefer and award-winning filmmaker author Richard Martini will be on the program. That's going to be October 20th. Official Brookdale Lodge Santa Cruz Ghost Hunters Maryam Porter and UK filmmaker Don Phillips will be on the program at the end of October. That's on the 27th. And more guests, we're securing their dates right now. There's some more that are going to be in October, and there's surprise guests too, and sort of like as Patty was mentioning, but great shows ahead, so you don't want to miss anything. Go and like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com fan page to learn about the guests as we learn of them real time. Great show, and we'll see everybody next week.
Hi, this is Debbie at Seon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to the Ghost Host with your host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interactive Media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.